In the U.S. Senate, Republicans and Democrats spent the weekend haggling over a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. And after clearing a procedural hurdle, it's now passed, poised to pass tonight. That would be a major legislative win for President Biden. Joining us now is congressional correspondent Jackie Alemany. She's with her editorial partner, The Washington Post. And Jackie, thanks for joining us. We just got you on the line.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, over the weekend, the Republicans threw up a few roadblocks, as it were. But are the politics aligning for this to pass in the Senate?
The politics are aligning. It's just a matter of when that is going to happen exactly. That is still being actively debated. You have lawmakers still pushing for amendments to be voted on. So that will make a difference whether something is passed tonight or tomorrow. It just depends on how little sleep lawmakers are in the mood for right now.
Now, in this bill, there are billions of dollars for roads and bridges, broadband, the power grid, electric vehicle charging stations, and there's money to harden all that physical infrastructure to climate change. But we're already hearing some grumblings. Not enough money for some to switch out every lead pipe in America. Not enough money to reconnect neighborhoods separated by highways. What are you noticing in the details of what's in and what's not in?
Yeah, I mean, this is why you hear Democrats already clamoring for the reconciliation package, which the contours of which were released earlier today. But this bipartisan infrastructure package is being praised by Democrats as well. There is agreement that it provides a lot of money for important public works projects, projects that have been put on hold for years for because of a lack of funding. But that's not going to stop more progressive members from, as you noted, clamoring for more money to climate projects, which they're hoping will be included in the reconciliation deal. But right now, you know, a lot of that is still in motion, especially as it could be going over to the House and it could be changed radically there. So it's just something we're keeping a close eye on. But I imagine that we will see this argument about, you know, insufficient climate funding amplified in coming days.
Now, some of these economic measures in this budget reconciliation bill you mentioned, now some have called this the human infrastructure measures, education, universal pre-K, child care spending. Did those measures get dropped along the way, at least from this infrastructure bill?
Yeah, some of the more, as you noticed, the human infrastructure provisions were dropped from the bill, but are going to be included in this reconciliation bill, this $3.5 trillion package that Bernie Sanders proposed and released this morning. It expands Medicare, it boosts federal child care and education programs, includes, as you noted, sums to combat climate change. It also proposes universal pre-K, reform of federal immigration laws, fresh efforts to lower prescription drug prices. These are all priorities that were dropped from the bipartisan infrastructure package, which is a more traditional surface infrastructure package.
All right. So, very briefly, can I ask you now, as this infrastructure bill moves, prepares to move to the House, does Speaker Nancy Pelosi plan a vote on this quickly?
That is what we're going to be watching very closely. There's probably going to be increasing pressure on her to move forward with the bipartisan package alone, even though she has promised time and time again, as recent as Friday, to do them in tandem with each other.
Jackie Alemany, Washington Post congressional correspondent. Thanks very much.